Hey America, Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. And man, do we have a show for you? We have a two-part revelation for you that will show you how the Democrats are going to try to end MAGA. And Jerome Corsi exposed this in large part right before the election. And we're going to go back and we're going to play about a 7-minute clip of how he said they were going to steal local and state elections. And then we'll talk about why local and state as opposed to Donald Trump. And then in part two, we're going to look at the work that Liz Harris did and found out about voter fraud. And what I'm telling you, and you need to hear me and hear me very clearly, the end of MAGA is going to be met or supported by very well thought out, very devious and deceitful plans to undermine Trump. Trump will be impeached. He'll be impeached after the 2026 midterm elections if we don't stop what I'm going to be telling you in these two parts. And I'm drawing upon Jerome Corsi, Liz Harris, and not to toot my own horn, but back in 2021, I was out there among a very few that were exposing extreme voter fraud in Arizona and the methodology exported to other states. And I'm going to bring in my two cents on this, but everyone is saying what a great job Trump is doing. Well, Doug Thornton and I are going to do a show later that'll air this week. And we're going to talk about the things Trump needs to be doing in addition to what he is doing. And it ties into a lot of this. So we're going to hit this hard, but we have climbed the mountain. We've got our guy back in. He's trying to get really good people in the cabinet, who the vast majority of them I support, and I know that you do too. And we are really up against it. There's a plot that's so devious. So let me move on. We're brought to you by Noble Gold. Here's a plot that can help you. The banks are in trouble, and they're in trouble around the world. They're in trouble in China. I've covered this. I covered this right before, or excuse me, right after the last election. I covered this back in late November. I covered in December, and I said the banks are in trouble there. Europe is broke as a joke. This is intentional, and it has a ripple effect into our Federal Reserve. And now we have learned that our Federal Reserve is being controlled by China. Go back and look at what I did on that in the last week, actually, in the last few days. There's really good evidence from whistleblowers that the Federal Reserve is being controlled by China. And I know that doesn't surprise a lot of people, but it's about the demise of the banking system. You need to get your retirements away from the bank. They will take it. And I keep saying it, Dodd-Frank 2010, they can keep it. You're in second place as an unsecured creditor. Now, what do? Well, you get your retirement out of the bank by Noble Gold will do this for you. They'll back it with gold or silver, and you'll have an appreciating asset, and they can't touch it. And the bank can fail, and you'll still have it. Secondarily, we can do something similar with your bank accounts where you should only be keeping operating capital, maybe 3 to 6 months worth of money if you're lucky enough to have that. If you're not, you still need to go about and protecting the money that you have. And in addition, there's a third element, silver. And I keep saying this, silver is exploding and it's going to go through the roof because of rarity and because nations around the world are not going to stop their climate scam nonsense. Donald Trump has it stopped for 2 years. And what we're going to talk to you about in parts one and two today, in the first and second segments, what we're going to talk about is really, really important because it's how they're going to get not only your money, but they're going to get all the silver. They're going to get all the gold. You better get what you can get now. I'm going to do another piece on this as well too. You have about 10 to 14 days to stock up. I'll cover that later and what I mean by that. Now, what do you do? Listen, I have been a customer of Noble Gold for 7.5 years. So when the federal government wants me to tell you that whenever you do anything in investments, there's an inherent risk and proceed with all due caution and consult your financial expert if you have one. Okay, I've given that warning. And I agree with giving that warning. The warning should also include the banks will rob you blind, just like they did in 1929. And they did it to my mother's family, where they went from riches to rags overnight. And we're part of the Ford family. Yeah, good old Henry Ford did not help my ancestors one iota. that he was part of the criminal theft that took place financially in 1929. Listen, this is all coming back. You can choose to be a victim and do nothing, or you can listen to what I'm telling you and do what I do. I just did a deal last week, early last week, on silver. I had some income come in. I said, "This isn't going to the bank, honey." And my wife said, "I agree." And she said, "What do you think?" And I said, "Well, listen, I agree with Colin Plume, the CEO of Noble Gold, and his book, Silver is the New Oil, that you'd get on Amazon. He said, there's no question, silver is going to explode and it's going to make millionaires and billionaires. I'm trying to survive to protect what I have. I know you want to also. 877-646-5347. And here you got a mini news item here. Now, this is just not an ad. This is a news item. This is a very big deal because those who don't listen to me, you're going to end up broke as a joke if the Democrats' plan to take control by 2026 comes into fruition. But I also think the banks will fail long before that. I think the bank failure could be in this month and start cascading through the spring. It's all about crippling Trump and stopping the MAGA adventure. 877-646-5347 or go to DaveHodgesGold.com. That's DaveHodgesGold.com, and I'll send you out a free information packet if you put in your email. Noble Gold will never pressure you. You will close your own deal. They only answer your questions and give you information. How do I know? Again, 7.5 years of experience as a client, and that's ongoing, and I trust them. I'm sure there's other good gold companies out there. I don't want to know. I got the best there is. All right, we are going to look at Jerome Corsi in an interview I did just before the last election. And I listened to this and I extrapolated what he said. And then I've done my own work on this. And I am going to show you and demonstrate for you that we're looking at the end of MAGA after the 2026 midterms and the 2027 January swearing-ins of both the House and the Senate. They've already shown us the blueprint. And there's two avenues to go to understand this. This is part one, where I'm going to go with these fictitious algorithms that exist. And Jerome Corsi and his people have discovered this just prior to the last election. But now we can take what we know they did and apply it to 2026 and show you how MAGA will be destroyed. That's right. I mean, you may be a lot of people out there, but you'll be like me in Arizona with about 70% of my compadres, fellow citizens in Arizona, that are ruled by communist, satanic, demonic dictators, and they don't care about the will of the people. We are their enemy. And when you get too actively involved in elections, they try to put you in prison. And there have been murders over election fraud. And I'll be covering that later in this show as well. Yeah, so I don't do this lightly. Trust me. With my dealings with these corrupt people that have run my state, I've been shot at and I've been run off the road. I've had my electronics disappear. I've been kicked off YouTube with no strikes. It's because I try to tell the truth. And they don't want the truth out there. They don't want you to know what I'm going to tell you. Here's what you need to know. This is one of the best researchers I know. He's in the top three in America. This guy is as good as it gets, and I don't think he gets nearly the credit he deserves, and he doesn't care about the credit. And I'll tell you another thing about Jerome Corsi. To show you the credibility he has with me and should have with you, when I got my first radio show, because I'm fighting against John McCain, Ted Kennedy, trying to steal my property without compensation and that of 300 of my neighbors in an 8-year legal battle. And thanks to Clint Bullock, who was with the always with a nonprofit organization, the Goldwater Institute, and they represented us after four law firms deserted us because McCain kept threatening if he became president, they'd never be judges. And so I get a radio show as a result of my public advocacy. My second guest was Jerome Corsi. Talk about, you know who my first guest was? Was Alex Jones' guest host, Bob Dacey, who was going through something similar in Texas with the Trans-Texas Corridor and I-35. And I saw that on the internet and I said, man, I'm going to reach out and see if he can help me. Because here I am, I'm leading this group, fighting, and it's like the blind leading the blind. I didn't have any experience with this. And so Bob spent time talking to me about what we're facing, what the tactics are, the strategies. And then when I got my show, he was my first guest. And I'll always be in debt. He owns a series of True Value Hardware stores in Austin. A great political activist. Anyway, so I had Bob, and then I had Jerome. My third guest was Sheriff Mack. Talk about starting at the top. But Jerome came on and he talked about what we were also facing and what the global plan was. And I had a really good framework from this. And so Jerome Corsi actually took time. I was a nobody. No one knew who I was, broadcasting and radio. I was known in maybe some basketball circles and in my small realm of academia, but I wasn't known nationally for broadcasting. But Jerome took the time to come on my show because he thought our issue was important enough. He didn't care about the status that I did not have at that time. And Jerome really laid it out. So I have always trusted him. And this man, to me, is the epitome of a great researcher. And I taught research and stat at college and university level. So yeah, he is a master. Now, the other thing, too, about Jerome is he has now taken on voter fraud. And he is coming to the same conclusions some of my confidential sources have, who they have given me the voting algorithms and how votes are stolen. We're going to cover that in a later part in this series. Now, Jerome has a piece of it, and it's a big piece. And I'm going to go back in an interview we did just before the election. He laid it out, and then I've done some additional research, and I've extrapolated this to what's going to come in 2026. And you need to hear this, ladies and gentlemen. Stop celebrating that you got Trump in. We have a huge hurdle to overcome if we're going to maintain America. You're going to maintain your life. You need to hear this.
On to the topic here. Listen, I got sources, and I can't say where some of them are from, but I'll quote Martin Armstrong. Kamala Harris has a 10% rating, and my sources that know algorithms that predict elections, they're saying 8 to 12%. But the cheat factor is really concerning, and I'm sure that ties into what you're going to talk to us about with regard to the intel agencies and what they do with elections.
Well, what we found is that if you go to our, there's a website. It's godsfivestones.com. It's our 501c3, G-O-D, no apostrophe, S, gods. And you spell out the number five, F-I-V-E, and stones is plural. So godsfivestones.com. And we're showing there that Dr. Andrew Paquette, who is a PhD, he's in computer science, and he brilliant with regards to computer graphics. He was able to find in the New York State database that the database of the New York State Board of Elections, the official Board of Elections running the elections in their voter registration database, it's encoded with an algorithm, several algorithms. These algorithms are mathematical formulas, and they're cryptographic in nature. This is like a cryptography scheme. So the database is coded with a secret code. It is not obvious, even perhaps to the people in the Secretary of State's office. But it's there. You can determine it mathematically.
I can tell you that some of the people in the elections maintenance, in other words, they had supervisory capability in elections. I've heard from a few of them. And initially in 2021, they were afraid for their lives. And they should be. They should be. I'm going to digress just for a minute from Jerome. I'm going to go back to the point, but I need to bring in some relevant history here. I've interviewed John Thaler 3 times, former RICO investigator, 30 years. In other words, he knows how to find things. And for personal reasons, it's not important to get into, he was really pissed off and he started looking at Arizona corruption. And he found the same things that a few of the election officials were telling me as I told them I was building to present to a national audience 5 ways the Arizona election was stolen in 2020 from Donald Trump, primarily in Maricopa County. And we're going to hit some of this in part two as well, because you need to understand what we're up against. We are up against the end of America in 2 years if we don't act collectively. And I have some steps I'm going to go through before this day is over on what you, the individual, can do to do your part. And John Kennedy's quote comes to mind: ask not what your country can do for you, but rather ask what you can do for your country. And we're all coming up on this. And if you sit on your hands and do nothing, you're part of the problem. And I mean that sincerely. If you're being active, I don't care if what you do is effective, try, because eventually you're going to hit on things and hit sensitive nerves, and we can begin to turn the tide. But we need to stay incredibly active as a population because the Democrats represent a group of people that want to depopulate this country. We have shown you the quotes. We have shown you the stories. We have showed you the proof. I don't need to go back and reprove this fact. They want a lot of you dead. And all I got to say is, we've seen the reports, right? The Deagle. Yeah, you heard of them? Okay, that's all I'm going to do is mention Deagle, the Deagle report. And let's go back to what I was saying. They not just want to depopulate and have less Americans. Well, if you don't think that the Make America Healthy Great Again with Robert Kennedy, you don't think that that's part of this? That we have debilitating food, we have debilitating medications, and we have chronic illnesses at levels we have never seen, obesity at levels we've never seen, cancer at levels we've never seen. If you don't think this is part of the slow burn depopulation, you really need to immerse yourself in what Robert F. Kennedy is saying. And then yours truly has been saying these same things since 2008. And I've published the quotes repeatedly through the years. So this isn't proprietary. I'm not revealing anything new here. It's just I'm connecting dots. Okay, now. What ends up happening here is they're going to steal the next election, and you're about ready to hear how it's going to happen. I covered part of this in 2021, and people that echoed my articles and had me on their shows had their lives threatened. An ex-CIA operative told Paul Preston, Hodges is going to get you killed. My friend that you hear a lot on my show, Sarah Westall, she was threatened. You look at 11 other people that I know of, and there were probably more, but that I told me, Dave, I've been threatened because of the article you wrote and how we promoted it and you. Okay, now, I estimate, and so do a lot of the people, that about 18 to 20 million votes were fraudulently entered into the 2024 presidential election. But that's not where these anti-MAGA, pro-communist people focus their efforts. Stay tuned. Here we go. More with Jerome.
And its purpose is to allow the creation of false voters, not voters who are fictitious. These are made-up voters or voters that are cloned from existing voters. There's a whole variety of ways they produce false records.
Okay. And in Maricopa County, there's probably over 1 million. Arizona is about 1.6 million, is what we estimate. And I'm going to be talking about Liz Harris in part two to get the on the ground. Here's how they do it in Arizona that gets exported to other states. Okay, back to Jerome.
They're not a legitimate voter. But yet, the purpose of the scheme is to be able to get that record, that voter ID, a legitimate voter ID in the state. So even though it's a non-existent voter, a non-existent person, it's
Right.
fabricated, they have a legitimate state voter ID. Now, what that means is that these criminals can vote that voter anytime they want. So in New York, they have maybe 300,000 of these records available at any time. And so then, if it comes down to saying, well, Kamala Harris is not doing so well, or we need to cover up a deficit she's going to lose, you can start. These criminals hide these. It's like a card marking scheme. They hide these marked cards, these little fictional voters back in the database so you can't see them. But they know where they are, the criminals. And so they begin to ask for mail-in ballots, which are printed and run through the machines, and since that non-existent voter has a real state ID, which they requested the mail-in ballot, and then the mail-in ballot is printed with that number on it, that's a certifiable vote. So the scheme is to be able to create certifiable false voters that can be used by those running the scheme in whatever time or quantity they want. And if you've got something like 300,000 of them in a database, you can probably swing any election, steal any election you choose to steal.
That's amazing. Now, you're saying this is in New York. Is it, does this happen in any other states that you know of?
Yes, there's algorithms we validated. We'll be publishing more next week, but there are algorithms in New York and New Jersey. They're also in Wisconsin and Pennsylvania.
Oh.
We will be recording that they are in Texas and Arizona. So Arizona's got an algorithm in its database. And we're finding it pretty much everywhere we look, that every one of these states have massive numbers of clone votes. Clone vote is they take your vote or a fictional vote and they make, others that are like it, but at a different address. So it's your record with used for duplicate records that maybe another county they put, and often they pick inactive voters or other voters who are in the file somewhere or other, and they clone them. They can be completely ghost voters who don't exist at all. They're just fabricated at an address and put into the system. There's many different kinds of voters that they use or records that they use, including ones that they just create. They're creating all these records out of whole cloth. And the scheme is really, first of all, the creation of these false records and then placing them in the deck so they do get legitimate voter IDs. They look, when they're finished with this, when you look at one of these clone votes or one of these ghost voters, unless you do a lot of forensic investigation, it looks like a real legitimate registration. It's got a person name, it's got a date of birth, it's got an address, it looks like it's registration date, it looks legitimate. And so therefore you can't tell just looking at it that that's a clone vote that's falsified and used in a mail-in ballot scheme controlled by algorithms.
Is there any
Okay.
way to detect it?
Yes. In fact, we'll be revealing some articles next week. We now have proof. We can show you the use of the algorithms in actual votes that have just been cast where the voters are non-existent. And we have excellent records on that now. We're finding.
Okay, and I'm going to digress just one second here. I'm going to go back and review in part two what Liz Harris found in her research. Former state legislature kicked out for her research into voter fraud in Arizona. Kicked her out of the legislature. No more than just investigating and saying, this is what I'm finding. And they booted her out. And the people that booted her out are on the take from the cartel via China. And we're going to go through that. So Jerome is exactly right here. And I can show the proof for that from Liz Harris's research in part two of what we're going to do.
Finding we're able to discern this, and we'll be reporting on it next week. But by next week, we're going to show you not only that the algorithms exist in the databases of these state boards of election, but they're being voted, being used. And so, therefore, when once we've detected their use, we can again go in and say there's crimes being committed here. And I think, by the way, I do believe that there's going to be some legal responsibility of the state. Secretary of State and the all various officers in the Board of Election, where these algorithms are being used criminally to cast fraudulent votes. It's not a voter fraud, it's an election fraud. It's
Yeah,
just.
he is right on the money, and most people don't get it, what he's saying there. And part two will reveal that again. He's talking about there has to be responsibility within the Secretary of State's office, okay, and then also too with Maricopa County, the equivalent would be the county clerk and recorder, which is like the Secretary of State at the county level. And in part two, I'm going to show you exactly how right Jerome is, and we can prove it. We absolutely can prove it. Then you're probably wondering, well, how Donald Trump got elected. That'll be covered in today's show too.
Systemic. It's
I understand what
systemic.
you're saying. Do you have an estimate? I'm in Arizona and I'm pretty familiar with the flaws in the Arizona system, although this is down a little different track than I've looked at. But do you have an estimate on how many votes in a state like Arizona are could be affected potentially?
I'll be able to do that when Andrew Paquette does the full write-up.
Okay.
But we know.
I'll answer the question here because Jerome has now since come out. And as recently as 2 days ago, said they estimate that they can switch an election by about 33%. That's their ceiling. Originally, I thought it was 20, but it looks like Jerome says he's found enough evidence to say it's around 33% if they get all hands on deck.
No, he knows, and he's told me that there's enough to swing any election they want to swing.
Interesting you'd say that. There was a state legislator here in Arizona, and she said she was representing 40 state legislators from across the country. And they made an announcement early in the week. I believe it was on Monday, and I ran it on my social media. And she said that 1.1 million votes were stolen in Arizona that were meant for Donald Trump. And I have those figures from my confidential sources, exact same number. And she said, we're demanding every election from 2020 be reinvestigated. I believe it was Wendy Rogers that gave that state senator here in Arizona. Do you have any contact with these legislators who are making this claim?
I don't have any contact with the legislator you mentioned, but we are in contact with Arizona legislators. And Arizona is taking a serious look at this. It's going to become an issue in the state before the before Election Day, because we have Andrew Paquette's found the algorithm. He's writing it up now. I expect probably on Saturday, tomorrow, I'll have the final report, and we'll begin reporting on it next week.
And that'll be
So.
on your.
Okay. Now, God's Five Stones is Jerome's site if you want to go and look at all the work he's done since I've done this interview. And it goes to reinforce with foundational evidence that what he is saying here is absolutely correct. In fact, we're going to be able to even take it just a little bit further than he did. But this was pre-election. And so here are some fundamental questions we're left with because we're not done. And you have to understand, we're going into a court of public opinion here, and I'm trying to handle it much like a prosecutor would. We're laying out foundational, reasonable suspicion that Arizona's elections are stolen, as well as most of, not all, the swing states, and how they do it. And he just laid out how they do it. In part two, we're going to come back with an on-the-ground report from someone who's in the middle of it. In part three, I'm going to come back and I'm going to talk about my experiences in this and how this nearly led to a double homicide to protect corrupt Arizona state representatives and senators involved in cartel dealings that tie back to China. And as John Thaler has proven on my show, we get into the fact that they're involved in election theft. This is really case closed. We know how they do it. We know they're going to do it. Folks, I'm going to listen to you. I want to raise your level of concern. MAGA is over in 2026 if we don't get this stopped. And I don't know if Trump can stop it because so much of Congress is tied up in bribery involving China directly and indirectly. And China is ultimately behind a lot of what we're seeing. In fact, allegations still persist that many of the voting machines' tabulations were concocted in China. And that's one of the allegations on the Arizona election, but all the swing states have that cloud hanging over their head. Now, I didn't discover this. This is what's being reported in other circles by people who've done this research. And they get hassled. And I'm talking people like Roger Stone. I'm talking about all the names that you know, Giuliani, whose life's been destroyed because he dared to come and speak out. And the co-defendants in Atlanta, many of them were involved in this. We've got people being prosecuted in Arizona where they're using a rare twist of the law that doesn't apply to go after electors. It's almost like when you're listening to someone explain away their crimes, and Shakespeare said, I think thou doth protest too loudly. This is a lot of what we have from the left. When we're done with this series, I'm hoping that you'll be sufficiently motivated by apprehension, anxiety, and fear of the consequences of doing nothing that you will begin to act on an individual and collective basis. And we need to bring hellfire pressure to the politicians in Washington. And I mean, we need to do recall elections, and we're going to get into all those strategies before we're done. Anyway, my thanks to Jerome Corsi for his previous appearance here, and it fits. And he is bringing us up to date by validating the claims he's made here at God's Five Stones. You can go in there and look at it yourself, and you're going to say, holy crap, I see what they're doing. I haven't revealed the baseline plan yet. I've set up for you the mechanism of which they can steal elections. In part two, we're going to show you the proof. Sign up for our newsletter, thecommonsenseshow.com. And people say, well, what do we get? You get a newsletter that gives you everything we've done in the previous 24 hours. It's one-stop shopping, and people love it. And when we have a glitch, we had one here recently, and the newsletter didn't go out, it was holy crap, I am really upset. And our email's off the charts. And we figured out what the problem was. We went back and corrected it. But nonetheless, and people still got their newsletters. They got it about 6 hours late. But really, this has become kind of a need. We have over 50,000 strong who are involved in our newsletter community. Join them. Just go to thecommonsenseshow.com, go to the upper right-hand corner. You'll see a link for the newsletter. Just put your email address in. That's the only required field. Send it, and you'll get it the same day. Hello, America. Part two of what's going to happen with Donald Trump and the MAGA movement if we don't move to immediately turn things around. And this is no joke. This is no joke. And in this segment, we're going to talk about Liz Harris. I'm going to play part of a recording. And you're going to have to watch your body language to acknowledge what I'm saying. Now, earlier on YouTube, when I was still on that shameful platform, I covered with Liz her work in detail. I'll review some of that here, but in my summary, you'll see Liz's body language acknowledge what I'm saying, and then I'll stop and I'll go through and I'll talk about exactly what she found that serves to support what Jerome Corsi in part one said on how they steal elections and how they're lining up to do it at the state level. This is blockbuster stuff. And I have to tell you, it's going to take a little concentration on people to follow the logic and watch the dominoes fall. As we come to the conclusion, MAGA has a shelf life, and so does Donald Trump as president for about 2 years. And I'm being very, very serious. And I do think that not only will they impeach Donald Trump, I think they'll go after J.D. Vance, and they'll get their consummate liberal in power. I don't fully trust Mike Johnson. I know Johnson's carrying out a lot of Trump stuff, but he has Hillary Clinton people on his staff. And that's enough right there to cast doubt on his authenticity. And I know Marjorie Taylor Greene doesn't trust him either, and we should not. And I think there's a scenario in 2026, in 2027, when impeachment occurs, and Vance is gone. I think Mike Johnson could end up being the president, and we'll be right back to where we started. We'll have a George W. Bush type presidency, go along to get along, and give the globalists exactly what they want. But anyway, we're getting ahead. We're brought to you by Noble Gold. And Noble Gold can save your financial future. Need to really reinforce the point that if you're not affiliated with someone as good as Noble Gold, you really are in the zone of losing everything. And look at what these economists are saying that are coming out. I'm going to implore you. We need intact Americans to fight against what's coming. We need you to preserve your nest egg. Take your retirement out of the bank. Let Noble Gold do it for you. Minimize your exposure in the bank. Do it now. Go to DaveHodgesGold.com. That's DaveHodgesGold.com. Put your email in. I'll send you an information packet. You can contact Noble Gold and get started. As I introduce Liz Harris and her contribution to what we're talking about with the end of MAGA using specific voter fraud and election fraud techniques, I'm going to give a replay of an introduction I gave because when she described her work, which I'll go back and review, when she described her work, that interview was on YouTube and they gobbled it up. Here we go.
And we have, as you can see, Liz Harris. And Liz, if you don't know the story, I'll just tell it very briefly. She was one of the people you'd go to in 2020 about election fraud. She did heroic work by canvassing thousands of homes in Maricopa County and concluded, I believe, 300,000 illegal votes were cast. And this is because voter rolls are never cleaned up here in Arizona.
So you saw her acknowledgement with her body language there. 300,000 votes. And let me go through and I will talk to you about exactly what she said. Liz went door to door in canvassed Maricopa County. And the way they did it was perfectly legal. She and her people would go to the door and say, "Hello, we're not really investigating how you voted, but we want to know if so and so lives here and cast a vote. Bob Jones, fictitious name. Does he live here?" "Oh, no. He moved to Ohio 21 years ago. We bought the house from him." "Okay. Debbie McEnany. Does she live here? Did she cast a vote from this residence?" "No, she's been dead for 10 years." And this is what Liz found over and over and over. Now, remember, in the 2020 election, Joe Biden defeated Donald Trump by 11,000 votes. Liz found 300,000 non-existent voters. And this is exactly what Jerome Corsi just said in the first segment of the show today when he said They never clean up the roles. They keep this algorithm with these fictitious people. They're dead. They've moved. They've been in active voting for decades, and then they bring them out when they need them to swing an election, and they call them mail-in ballots, typically at the midnight hour. This is one of the primary ways, and I covered this in 2021 in an article that I'm still getting hell for, and I said this is one of the ways they cover it. Now, let me tell you the Liz Harris story, and it really points to how corrupt Arizona is. Liz was elected, and she had John Thaler's representative, Jackie Brager, come in and make a presentation. And Jackie wasn't Liz's first choice. Liz offered in this election integrity hearing, she was told, go get a guest. Well, her first two turned her down. So John Thaler's protege, Jackie Brager, wasn't even the first choice. And Jackie came in and was explosive in what she said. You got people in the legislature under the control of the cartel, voter fraud is rampant, and the Sinaloas are running money laundering cartels through fake real estate deals and funneling that money to officials to basically give the establishment what they want. It's all true. I've interviewed John Thaler 3 times, and he has 20,000 affidavits and 5,000 citations in his book, Report to the Governor. John can't even come back into Arizona because they've issued an arrest warrant on a phony charge. He evaded police, but they're failing to say for what. There's no crime. They just don't want him in Arizona to upset the apple cart. Well, all right. Wendy Rogers chaired the meeting, State Senator Wendy Rogers, who I used to think was on the right side of things in Arizona. Stay with me because this is relevant. And when Wendy started making unfounded claims and backing off of the voter fraud stuff that I knew was true, I went to her and I said, I'm getting some heat from my audience. Can you come back on and verify what you said with some documentation? She refused to answer me. So finally, when I came out and I said, I have to disavow these statements on my show, she did a Rumble presentation called Clueless Dave Hodges and attacked me. Wendy Rogers ran the meeting where Liz Harris had the presentation given by John Thaler's protege, Jackie Brager. At the end of her presentation, Wendy Rogers said, you're so brave. Thank you for coming before this committee. Very relevant information. All right. Now, Liz Harris gets kicked out by leadership in the Arizona House and Senate that are beholden to the cartel. And we've documented this 9 times Sunday. 18 people voted to oust her. Some of the people who knew what was going on turned their chairs to the back of the speaker, Ben Thoma, who I'm convinced is dirty as the dirty as the day is long. Now he's been termed out. He's no longer in office. Ran for Congress unsuccessfully, thank goodness, because we got rid of one more person that we don't need. But anyway, Liz got voted out 18 to 12. Now, it's interesting. She ran for re-election, and they have to have a special election. Now we go to the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors. They have an election with 3 candidates. Liz entered her name and 2 other candidates. Now, the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors at that time was as corrupt as the day is long, and I've exposed it 9 times Sunday. Liz got 75% of the votes among these 3 candidates in the re-election, but the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors refused to seat her despite having no crime committed, and they went with a rhino Republican. That is Arizona. Now, here's what Liz found that validates Jerome Corsi to the point. They can take elections based on these algorithms using non-existent or non-participatory voters, and then they enter them into an election when they need them. And this happens all over. Now, how do you hold legislators in check and get them to go along with this fraud? Well, they get on the right side of the algorithm and they win as long as they play ball. If they don't, all hell breaks loose in their life. I'll give you an example of Liz. When she started talking about this, Liz went for a ride with a legislator that she does not mention, but she said, I was told, look at that field over there. That's where they're going to find your damn body if you don't shut up. And she thought this was a friend. 300,000 votes in Arizona, excuse me, in Maricopa County, 1.1 million across the state. Isn't that just incredible? It's amazing, isn't it? And this is how they do it. Now, here's Jerome Corsi's point. This is where I'm going to marry the two of them together. Jerome Corsi came out a couple of days ago and said, they didn't do that much in the presidential election. because they knew we had the data and we'd catch them. They did it at the state level, and they stole six or seven congressional races, and they stole four or five Senate races. The most notable was Hovde in Wisconsin. And when she was leading the entire night, and all of a sudden this disproportionate batch comes in and he loses in a tight election, totally corrupt. And they said, this is how they do it. Now, listen to me. In the 2028, excuse me, 2026 election, in the midterms, they're going to use this strategy again, and they're going to defeat more true Republican senators, true Republican representatives. They're going to get a majority of Democrats in the House and the Senate, and they are going to impeach Donald Trump and J.D. Vance. And MAGA will be stopped. Oh, and trust me, when they get in, Katie bar the door. You ain't seen nothing yet. Your rights will totally disappear. Biden already declared you as MAGA to be an enemy of the state. I believe they'll use the NDAA and the Enemy Combatant Act and say, because you're an enemy of the state, we can just throw you in prison because. And the political persecution to kill MAGA and stop globalism takeover of America will be fully underway. And they're going to do it at the state level. They did it in 2024, and they're going to expand it in 2026. This is the biggest threat to our continuance as a nation. There's no denying what I'm telling you. Absolutely no denying. Liz Harris has been validated in her work of 300,000 fraudulent votes in Maricopa County over and over and over. And that's only one of the ways they stole the election. Now, people are saying to me, what do we need to do? Well, we have a part three where I want to separate that. So we have the marriage of Jerome Corsi and Liz Harris, former defrocked Arizona State Legislature, and they complement each other, and the conclusion is unmistakable. That leads us to, is there a solution? I don't think there's a hard and fast solution that satisfies the entire problem, but there are things we can do to bring that level down to a lower level. This is absolutely phenomenal what's happening, people in this country. These are dyed-in-the-wool Bolshevik communists. And oh, by the way, have you seen that there's an investigation going on in the Senate regard to supporting the violent acts towards Supreme Court justices over Roe v. Wade? Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're going to get into that a little later, too. Stay tuned. We'll be back with part three. Meanwhile, what you saw there in that last piece was a segment of something that has not aired on social media until just now, in a only small clip. But that's our exclusive presentation of my interview with Liz Harris, and it's very revealing. And for brevity's sake, I summed it up. But that's the kind of thing that we do over there, as well as, repressed technology, hidden history, mysteries of the mind, all kinds of really cool stuff to go with the geopolitics you see here. That's the commonsenseshow.tv. Go there and sign up today. Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. And we're going to ask you to share our work far and wide. We have a nation to wake up. And as you've heard in the first two segments, we're reaching critical mass right now, right today. And we need to wake people up. We're going to have to recall some rhinos. We're going to have to get to work with an agenda that's going to protect the midterm elections. And I have some suggested reforms here. We need to get on board and start popularizing them. But first, wanted to let you know, my friends at Body Align, they have taken all their products and they're on sale for the rest of the day, significant sale. And just to refresh your memory here, we got the EMF defense, which basically I think keeps your cell phone from killing you. The wellness band that I wear here every day, it gives you energy. Better take it off at night if you want to sleep. Sweet dreams patch. I mean, this gets you to sleep if you're having trouble falling asleep. And of course, fast pain relief. Those are the four major ones I like. I'm using the two EMF defense and the ultimate wellness band, but I would not hesitate to use the others if I had a need. If you have a need for any of these products, today is your day to get it. 35% off with a coupon code that we're going to give to you right now. Love 35. Love 35. And you're going to get 35% off right now. This is absolutely fantastic stuff. And I really want to recommend that you do this now while you still can. Remember, this sale is only in effect until midnight tonight. I'd get on it right now. Love 35, 35% off any of these products. Absolutely fantastic. Well, we need to circle the wagons. Absolutely, positively circle the wagons in. And I want to get down to what we really need to do. All right. And first of all, I want to let you know there's a risk, but if we do it collectively, I don't think there's much danger. But I would be remiss if I didn't tell you about Tina Peters. And if you follow me regularly, you know who she is. I interviewed her in person just before her trial started. Her sham of a trial, totally kangaroo court with a cutout judge who's in the hip pocket of the thieves that run Colorado. And Tina is now, for doing her job, in prison for 9 years. She's almost 70 years of age. It's basically a death sentence. She was elected to be the county clerk and recorder in Mesa County, which is the county seat's Grand Junction. And she only went into the business because she said, man, this is so inefficient. Like, if we want to go to DMV and get a license, license plate, it's a 3 hour wait. It's terrible. I can do better. And she had run businesses. And so she came in and proved everything. She was very popular. And then she had no agenda with the elections at all, but she started seeing anomalies that didn't make sense. Now, remember, she's the chief election officer of her county. She called in an expert. She goes, I don't know about these machines, but I'm going to bring in someone that does. And she allowed him access to a machine to look at it. And sure enough, they have found election fraud. Although in her trial for doing what I just described, they called it a felony, eight felonies to be exact. What they found was improprieties in the machines that would flip the votes. And she had no idea. And remember, she's responsible for the integrity of her election. She had the right to do this. She had the right to bring in help when she didn't have the technical expertise. And in her trial, they would not let her present evidence on why she felt it necessary to open up the machine and give access to an outsider with her permission. And that's what they put her in prison for, exposing massive voter fraud in Mesa County in the western slope of Colorado. Okay, just telling you, there's a risk here with what we're going to do. But we need to become very, very vocal collectively. I have listed some voter reforms that we need to do before the midterm election, absolutely positively. And if you've listened to the first two segments, you know that I have not arrived at this lightly. Jerome Corsi, Liz Harris, my work, all combines and tells you basically the same message, but from different sources. We need to make the following changes. Number one, we must have voter ID. And I can hear it now with the Democrats, and they'll put the Democrats of color up there to espouse the racism behind it. Oh, it's Jim Crow 3.0. And, hey, look, I've been through this before. When you buy beer, okay, when you're pulled over by the police, okay, when you go to get your license tags, if you go in person, if you cash a check, okay, should I go on? Your ID is given to you for an ID purposes. Some people can't afford. Well, wait a minute. You can go to the state of your choice where you live, and they have official ID cards that they'll issue from the state in lieu of a driver's license. It's easy. We must have voter ID. Must. Number two, the DOJ and the FBI need to oversee the cleanup of all voter files in every single county in the United States. Liz Harris, as you heard, 300,000 fake voters in Maricopa County alone. 1.1 million estimated on the current rate in Maricopa County statewide. Enough to flip the election. Trump won Maricopa County and the state of Arizona, won the state of Arizona in 2020 by over a million votes. That's how bad the fraud is. So we need to have cleanup of the voter files, where they don't get to embed these in your databases to bring them out when they want as mail-in ballots for people who aren't active, they're dead, or they've moved away to another state. So that's number two, DOJ, FBI supervised cleanup. Number three, no electronic voting. Only paper ballots allowed. Only paper ballots allowed. We have seen so much crap. In Arizona in 2020, I had an election official, actually three of them. Tell me, they had to make quarters for voting machine officials, and they had their own internet. And then the allegations were many of the votes were counted in China. What could possibly go wrong? The only thing that can go right is to have paper ballots, no electronics whatsoever. And we used to do the vote pretty much in one night. But I'd be willing to wait 2 or 3 days if the hand count slowed it down that much to make sure we didn't have voting machines involved. By the way, isn't it interesting that when Tucker Carlson was going off on voting machines, BlackRock, major investor for the voting machines, they got the majority interest in Fox in terms of asset management. And within 2 weeks, Tucker was fired. Yeah, that's not an accident, people. Okay, so all paper ballots. Next. We need to have contract agents trained by the DOJ and the FBI with their supervision to make sure that the transfer of all ballots, whether it be from the post office, which has been criminally corrupt in many instances, particularly in places like Pennsylvania, that needs to be monitored by neutral observers who are trained, and they carry the force of law to stop illegality when they see it. Next. Same day voting. None of this sizing up votes until the end of the night, like we saw in 2020, or we saw in Wisconsin with the Hovde senatorial election. Midnight votes come out of proportion to anything that happened before, statistically unreliable reports. And what ends up happening? Hovde got beat, and so did an estimated six or seven representatives, most of them in California, and 4 to 5 Senate seats. Taking care of this problem right here starts to even out the odds for what's coming up. Now, do I think that's going to solve all the problems? No, but it's a good first step because it takes the electronic cheating out of the equation. Now, you need to put the people on the defensive in the various locations where there's massive voter fraud, like Maricopa County. And you need to put those people under investigation. Now, what's interesting is the Maricopa County voting irregularities with Katie Hobbs, who's the Secretary of State running for governor against Carrie Lake. She made all kinds of rulings that favored her candidacy. That's illegal. It's conflict of interest. It's actually a felony. But nothing happened. See, that needs to be investigated. And Carrie Lake needs to be installed as governor of Arizona. Katie Hobbs needs to go to prison. She's also taken a $400,000 campaign bribe. And now there's more considerations with her budget and what's happened with her budget. The woman is piling up enemies here, and even the rhinos can't defend her. So we're looking at a situation right now where we have to do this. By the way, at the time that Trump was running in Maricopa County, Arizona, do you know who the county clerk and recorder, the chief election officer of Maricopa County was? Adrian Fontes, Mr. Cartel Lawyer. That's what all the California people call him. Defends the cartel. He defended the cartel in the Fast and Furious that killed Agent Brian Terry of the Border Patrol. Yeah, then he got elected. We can really trust him, can't we? And now he's the Secretary of State. Imagine that. Corruption runs amok. Trump needs to investigate all the major centers in the 2020 election, look for improprieties, and bring them up on charges. This is why the Democrats are stonewalling these nomination appointments, because they know what's coming, and they know some of them are going to jail. Anyway, I'm Dave Hodges. This is the Common Sense Show. We're really glad to be with you. We thank you for joining us. Please share this far and wide. Sign up for our newsletter, thecommonsenseshow.com, over 50,000 strong. All you got to do is put your email in the link for the newsletter that you can find at the website, and you'll get yours today, thecommonsenseshow.com, upper right-hand corner. Put your email in and stay up to date. It's one-stop shopping. It's very convenient, and over 50,000 people belong. We'll see you back here next time. Make sure you share this far and wide. Thanks for joining us.